ఇంద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి అహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మామా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్తు నిరాకరణం. ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తే మయి సంతు తే మయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. సమస్త జన కళ్యాణే నిరతం కరుణామయం నమామి చిన్మయం దేవం సద్గురుం బ్రహ్మవిత్పరం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. సో వీఆర్ ఆన్ ది 7th సప్తమ స్కంద. సో వాట్ ఈస్ బిగ్గర్ దాన్ ధ్యానం? దిస్ వాజ్ ది క్వశ్చన్. నౌ లెట్ అస్ రీడ్. విజ్ఞానం వావ ధ్యానాత్ భూయః. విజ్ఞానేన వా ఋగ్వేదం విజానాతి. యజుర్వేదం సామవేదమథర్వణం. చతుర్థమితిహాసపురాణం. పంచమం వేదానాం వేదం. పిత్రిం రాశిం దైవం నిధిం. వాకో వాక్యమేకాయనం. దేవ విద్యాం బ్రహ్మ విద్యాం. భూత విద్యాం. క్షత్ర విద్యాం. నక్షత్ర విద్యాం. సర్పదేవజన విద్యాం. దివం చ పృథివీం చ వాయుం చ ఆకాశం చ ఆపశ్చ తేజశ్చ దేవాంశ్చ మనుష్యాంశ్చ పశూంశ్చ వయాంసిజ తృణ వనస్పతి స్వావాపాదాన్యా కీట పతంగ పిపీలికం. తృణ వనస్పతి స్వావాపాదాన్యా కీట పతంగ పిపీలికం. ధర్మం చ ధర్మం చ సత్యం చ అర్థం చ సాధు చ అసాధు చ హృదయజ్ఞం చ హృదయజ్ఞం చ అన్నం చ రసం చ ఇమం చ లోకమమం చ విజ్ఞానేనేవ విజానాతి. విజ్ఞానముపాస్వేతి. వాట్ ఈస్ బిగ్గర్ దాన్ ధ్యానం? విజ్ఞానం. విజ్ఞానం మీన్స్ శాస్త్రాస్త్ర శాస్త్రార్థ విషయం. విజ్ఞానం ശാസ്ത്രാർത്ഥ വിഷയം ജ്ഞാനം വിജ്ഞാനം. ദ നോളജ് ഡിറൈവ്ഡ് ഫ്രം സ്ക്രിപ്ചേഴ്സ്, നോട്ട് ലൗകിക ജ്ഞാനം. സോ അപൗരുഷേയ വിജ്ഞാനം, അപൗരുഷേയം വിജ്ഞാനം. സോ വേദാസ് ആർ അപൗരുഷേയം, and that knowledge is called vijnanam here, because vijnanam alone leads to dhyanam and ekagrata. Here vijnanam doesn't mean aham brahmasmi. Karma upasana vijnanam. Karma upasana vijnanam means what? Karma kanda, upasana kanda. Through that, this knowledge alone one can meditate dhyanam, because karma upasana vijnanam alone one can do karma anusthanam. Unless you study the shastra, how can one do upasana? Like Gayatri upasana, Omkara upasana, etc. Upasana also, there are one Pratika Upasana and Pratima Upasana. Two Upasanas are there. One is using the Pratima, another is using the symbol. Omkara Upasana also is a Pratika Upasana. Whenever Shankaracharya defines Dhyanam, we have to note some points. When a devata is meditated upon, one alambanam, then it is called upasanam. Now Shankaracharya says, the alambanam should be shastroktam. Shastrokta alambanam. Now if you say, I will choose whatever I want. Nowadays there are so many thoughts are going around that why we should chant Om. Why can't we chant any sound? So any sound, if you keep on repeating, what is the end result? Mind should become calm, isn't it? Now somebody said, you know, bang, 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 you know, you keep on chanting, mind become quiet. There's no doubt about it. But you cannot do that. Why? Because you can then get only drishtabhalam. Means visible result. Ekagrata will come, there is no doubt about it. Single pointedness will be there. But Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, you will not get punyam. Punyam will not be there. Punyam means merit will not be there. Adrishtabhalam will not be there. Drishtabhalam you get. What is that? Quietude of mind you will get. But what is that adrishtabhalam? Chanting Om, there is an adrishtabhalam, unseen result. That result you will not get. So next time somebody argue that, you can tell them. Shankaracharya already thought about it, okay? So adrishtabhalam will not be there. For that, shastrotra alambanena sajadiya vritti pravahaha is called dhyanam. Sajadiya vritti pravahaha. So a thought, the flow of thought continuously about same topic. Not different topic, one topic. Sajadiya vritti pravahaha. So that's why sometimes scientists also, cricket player also, tennis player also, chess player, what concentration, my God. They have very good concentration. They all have ekagrata. But here it is not simple ekagrata, but it is backed up with purity of mind. Sukshma ekagrata. Other one is stula ekagrata. That is why in Purana also you see, all the Rakshasas, they had very good ekagrata. Single pointedness. When they did tapas to Brahmaji, you must have seen in the serial, Brahmadevaya Namaha, you know, stand there and then meditate in that cold, severe weather. But once they get, what was lacking in them is purity of mind. Once they get that power, there, immediately they think of destroying the whole world. That was the problem. So the sukshma ekagrata is not there, sthula ekagrata is there. Gross ekagrata, that is superficially ekagrata. For that dhyanam, vijnanam is the karanam. For that vijnanam, what are the studies required is given here in the mantra. Vijnanam brahma iti upasya. So that is the list was given here. So it's a big list. So pancham, vedanam, vedam, pitrim, all those things. Itihasa purana, tadurtham, atharvanam. So four Vedas, pancham, itihasa puranas, then the vedanam, vedam, grammar, pitrim, the rules for the worship of ancestors, Rashim, science, numbers, mathematics, Daivam, science of port and so Daivam. Shakunam Boltena. So woman, bad woman, good woman and all that. That is called Daivam. Nithim, science of treasure. Then Vako, Vakyam, logic, Ekayanam, science of ethics, politics. Deva Vidya, science of gods. Deva Vidya here means how to please a particular deity. So there are certain rules are there. Now Ganesha, the rules are what is the mudagam is pleasing to him. So what to offer to which devata? What type of mantra? There are mula mantras for every deity. See, suppose now you are chanting, your Mrityunjaya Homa is there, there is a Moola Mantra for it. So every Homa, there is a Moola Mantra according to the deity. So that Moola Mantra you have to chant, then only that deity will be pleased. So this is science. Then Brahma Vidya. So here it is, Brahma Vidya is not Tattvamasi Mahavakya here, it is the astrology, etc. Knowledge, the ancillary knowledge of Vedas, Bodha Vidya, physical science, elemental spirit and all that. Kshatra Vidya, so Bodha Vidya, sometimes people are practicing that. They used to call a ghost or a spirit and then ask for some question and then send them back and all that. So those people used to do that. So that's called Bodha Vidya. But you should know how to send them back, otherwise they stay there, it will be a problem. Kshatra Vidya, science of archery, etc. Nakshatra Vidya, astronomy, Sarpadeva Jana Vidya, the Sarpadeva, the serpents. So how to, there are some places in Kerala, there is one mana, there is one ha, the Nambudri illam. Yes, snakes they if you go to their house from the gate onwards, two snakes will accompany you. And then they don't do anything. But suppose you take something from there, they will come stand in front of you until you take that back. So that's all. It's very beautiful. So those things are all called Sarpa Deva Jana Vidya. Then Divam Cha, Prithivim Cha, Heaven, Earth, Vayu, Akasham, all Panchabhutas, Manushya, Pashun, Payam, Sea, Birds, Trina, Vanaspatim, Grass and Trees, Swapadani, Beast, Swapadani, Akita, Patanga, Pipiligam, down to worms, flying insect, ants, dharmam cha, adharmam cha, righteousness, unrighteousness, satyam cha, anradam cha, truth and false, sadhu cha, good, asadhu cha, bad, hridayatnyam cha, pleasant, ahridayatnyam cha, unpleasant, annam cha, food, rasam cha, drink, imam cha, lokam, this world, amum cha, and the next. Vijnanena, by understanding. All these, if you understand, that is called Vijnanam. விசேஷேன ஜானம். Having known this, upasva. Now you don't have to do upasana for all those, okay? One of them you select. That's why the list is given. Any one of them you select. Because for dhyanam, any one of them you select and then stay with it. That is all. So for that dhyanam, vijnanam is the karanam. In Chandogya also, the five chapters before, there are so many, the upasanas are listed there. But before giving the upasana, what they give is the glory of that particular object of upasana is given. So such glories are given. What are the highlights on that? And then that information is given, then the mind get inspired to meditate upon that. Now, Omkara Upasana, what are the highlight? What do you get out of it? So, Om, the A is emphasized, U is emphasized, Ma is emphasized. What are the benefit you get? Those things are given, highlighted. And then what happened? Then you have inspired to do the Upasana. So that is called Vijnanam, knowledge. Now, Vijnanam is the karanam. For that Vijnanam, what are the studies required is given here in the mantra. There, Vijnanam upasya, Vijnanam brahma iti upasya. Second verse. Sayo Vijnanam brahmeti upaste. Vijnanavato vaisa lokan. Jnanavato abhisidhyati. Yavat vijnanasya gatam. Tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati. Yo vijnanam brahmetyupasya. Tasti. Bhagavo vijnana bhu vijnana bhuya. Iti vijnana tvaya. Vijnana tha. Na vijnana tha tvava. Vijnana tvava. Bhuyo asti iti tanme bhagavan.
Bhuyo asti iti tanme bhagavan.
Bravitviti. Jnanasya vava. So, Sakama Upasanam, phalam is higher lokas. Jnanavatam lokan prapyati. Devas know better than human being. So, this Vijnana Upasana will take you to heaven, Brahma Loka Ityadi, Krama Mukti. By birth, they know Vedas. So, this Veda, the Devatas, it seems, they don't have to go to Parashala and study the Vedas. By birth they will know the Vedas, it seems. So the Swayam Jada Vedaha is Devas. Higher you go, knowledge is greater. Now, this is a phalam. If you meditate upon Vijnanam, Vijnanam Brahmetyubhasita, the phalam is such a person will definitely go to higher lokas. Now again, Narada is asking anything more pervasive than that. So he says, So Vijnanam, iti Vijnanasya Vava, Bhuyaha something greater asti. Iti Bhagavan, me tat pravitu. May you teach me that. Now next one is, greater than vijnanam is balam, strength. This is the eighth one. Balam bhava vijnanat bhuyopi. Hashatam vijnanavatam eko. Balavanakampayate. Sayadabali. Bhavatyatothata. Bhavatyuttishtan. Paricharita bhavati. Paricharan upasatta bhavati. Upasidan drashta bhavati. Shrota bhavati. Manta bhavati. Bodha bhavati. Karta bhavati. Vijnata bhavati. Balena vai prithvi tishtati. Belenantariksham. Belena dyor belena parvata. Belena deva manushya. Belena pashavascha vayamsija. Trina vanaspadaya. Swapadanya kita.
Swapadanya kita.
Atanga pipilikam. Belena lokastishtati.
Belena lokastishtati.
Belam upasyeti.
Belam upasyeti.
Just because you are knowledgeable person doesn't mean you can do anything. The more knowledge you have, more problem. You will not do it. You talk to a PhD person, you will never get the right answer. You say, this is also possible, that is also possible, and he will confuse you. That's why you go to the specialist also, doctor, specialist also you go. Yeah, an ordinary MBBS, he will prescribe medicine for you, no problem. But the more you go to a specialist, then it's a problem. You will say, because you can have this also, they can have this also. Both are possible. Because their knowledge is so vast, when they look at from that standpoint, there are so many possibilities are there. So they will never take any risk, you see. So, just because you are a knowledgeable person doesn't mean you can do anything. Strength is greater than knowledge. So, balam. So, a single man with strength can make even 100 learned people tremble. Isn't it? So, one strong person can perform 100 learned person's job. With balam alone, you can get up, go to teacher and serve the teacher and get the knowledge. Then we become closer to the teacher. He will begin to hear the scriptures from his guru. He learns a lot. So the karmas. Start practicing and finally vijnanam bhavati. Vijnanavan bhavati. Vijnata bhavati. So, unless you have strength, you cannot gain knowledge. So, that determination, strength of mind should be there. That dhriti should be there. Then only consistency of applying himself should be there. That comes only with strength, mental strength. Vijnanana, Vijnanavan. Vijnanam, that alone. But Balavan has both Balam and Vijnanam. So Vijnanavan has only one thing, knowledge. But Balam, Balavan has got Vijnanam and Balam both. Only with strength alone the earth stands, mountains, God and men, cattle and birds, grasses and trees, wild beasts and worms, moths and ants. By strength the world exists. So therefore, Balam Brahmeti Upasva. So that is the teaching here. So consider Balam. So continuing, Sayo Balam Brahmeti Upaste. Yavat balasya gatam, tatrasya yatha kamacharo, bhavati yo balam, brahmetyupastesti, bhagavo balat bhuya iti, balat vava bhuyaha. Astiti tanme bhagavan,
astiti tanme bhagavan,
pravitviti. So the one who worships strength as Brahman attains the freedom to move as he desires, up to the strength that can go. So, one who worships strength as Brahman attains freedom to move as he desires. Wherever he wants to go, he can go. So that is the phalam for meditating upon strength. Now Narada again asks, is there anything greater than strength? Sanat Kumara says, certainly, please teach me. Now, what is greater than Balam? Annam. Annam. Finally, Annam comes. Annam yava balat.
Annam yava balat.
Uyaha.
Uyaha.
Tasmadyatyapi.
Tasmadyatyapi.
Desharatri Nashniyadyatyu Hajiveda Athava Drashta Shrota Manta Bodha Karta Vijnata Bhavat Yadhan Nasyayai
Bhavatyadhan Nasyayai
Drashta Bhavati
Shrota Bhavati
Manta Bhavati
Bodha Bhavati
Karta Bhavati
Vijnata Bhavati
Annam upasyeti,
upasveti.
Food is greater than strength. If a person does not eat for 10 days, he may be alive, but none of his faculties will function. No guru, serving, learning, nothing. Anna abhave shravanadi abhavaha. When annam comes, everything starts. So that in earlier in the, what do you call, in the 6th chapter also we saw that example. Svetaketu was asked to go and fast. 15 days. After coming back, after 15 days, he came back, asked him to chant the Taittiriya Upanishad Brahmanandavalli. Nothing he remembers. Then he was asked to eat food one day at a time, slowly, slowly. So 16 kalas. And he remembers everything. So that is, annam is stronger than the strength itself. So the strength itself comes to him because of annam. So everything is based on annam. So annam upasva, annam brahmedi upasva. So continuing, sayonam brahmetyupasteti
sayonam brahmetyupasteti
annavato vai
annavato vai
salokan panavato bhi
salokan panavato bhi
siddhyati
siddhyati
yavad annasya gatam
yavad
Tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati Yonam brahmetyupastesti Bhagavaha annad bhuya Ityannad dvava Bhuyo astiti tanme bhagavan Apravitviti. Annavato lokan jayati. He who worships Annam as Brahman, he attains the world endowed with food and drinks. Yeah, in this world also, he will never suffer for food. Wherever he goes, he gets some food. That is phalam. There are people, no, they never suffer for food. Because he must have done some upasana last life. That's why. And also freedom to move, as he desires, up to where food can go. Again, Narada asks anything more than that, better than this food. Now, the Sanat Kumara is going to list all the five elements. Okay. Annam stands for earth actually. So then the water, then fire, reverse order you will go. All the five elements. So stronger than, subtler than earth is water. So that's apovava.
Apovava.
Annat bhuya tasmat yatha.
Annat bhuya tasmat yatha.
Suvrishtir na bhavati.
Suvrishtir na bhavati.
Vyadiyante prana.
Vyadiyante prana.
Annam kaniyaha
annam kaniyaha
bhavishyaditya
bhavishyaditya
yata suvrishtir bhavati anandinaha prana bhavati
anandinaha prana bhavati
ityannam bahu bhavishyati
ityannam bahu
Ityapa eveva murta Eyam prithivi yadantariksham
Eyam prithivi yadantariksham
Yatyaur yat parvata
Yatyaur yat parvata
Yatdeva manushya
Yatdeva manushya
Yat pashavascha vayamsicha
Yat pashavascha vayamsicha
Tridavanaspatayaha
Tridavanaspatayaha
Shvapadanya kida
Shvapadanya kida
patanga pipilika vapa eveva murtam apa upasveti.
So, five elements. Anna means earth here. Next is apaha, water. Because annam karyam, apaha karanam. Reason is given, when there is no rain, people become sad and worried. Why? Because there won't be any food. So, food is karyam, means effect. And karanam is rain. Even now, with all our scientific advancement, we are still dependent upon rain. If rain is not there, places like California, they ration water, right? And Californians, when they come to East Coast, they are angry. Because why you are wasting water? We go to the shower, it keep on running and they get heart attack. Because they have to ration water. Taking bath also, they have to be very careful. Because still, even with all our scientific growth, still we are depending upon Bhagavan, the rain. When there is plenty of rain, people will be happy. Up to not too much water, right? See, like flood and all that. They are like Kerala, they had this flood. So, but up to Vipilika, all are existing because of water. From water alone, everything has come. So that is why the pralaya, what is that? Pralaya jala. First, the whole thing was covered with water. Now, from water alone, everything has come afterwards. So, water is subtler than the annam. Annam stands for earth here. Sayopo brahmetyupasya.
Sayopo brahmetyupasya.
Apnodi sarvan kaman.
Apnodi sarvan kaman.
Triptiman bhavati.
Triptiman bhavati.
Yavadapam gatam.
Yavadapam gatam.
Tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati.
Tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati.
Yaha apo brahmetyupastesti. Bhagavodbhyo bhuya.
Bhagavodbhyo bhuya.
Ityabhyo vava.
Ityabhyo vava.
Bhuyostiti tanme bhagavan.
Bhuyostiti tanme bhagavan.
Bravitviti.
Bravitviti.
Now he who worship water, all his desires get fulfilled and he become contented. That's very important. Triptiman bhavati. Sarvan kaman triptiman bhavati. So he get all his wishes fulfilled. So meditating upon water as Brahman is considered more fulfilling. He says all his desires get fulfilled and he feel contented, which is very rare. Even desire fulfilled also people won't get contented. But here the contentment is there. Annam and jalam makes one contented. Now, Narada again asks, is there anything better, superior to annam jalam? Yes, next element is called tejaha, fire. Tejo vavadhyo bhuyas tatva.
Tejo vavadhyo bhuyas tatva.
Etat vayum agrihya.
Etat vayum agrihya.
Akasham abhitapati.
Akasham abhitapati.
Tadahur nishochati.
Tadahur nishochati.
Nitapati.
Nitapati.
Varshishyati va.
Varshishyati va.
Iti teja eva.
Iti teja eva.
Tat purvam darshayitva thapa.
Tat purvam darshayitva thapa.
Srijate.
Srijate.
Tate tat urdhvar bhesha.
Tate tat urdhvar
bhesha. Tiras Chibhischa Vidyut Parahadas Charanti Tasmat Ahur Vidyotate
Tasmat Ahur Vidyotate
Stanayati
Stanayati
Varshishyati
Varshishyati
Va iti teja eva.
Va iti teja eva.
Tat purvam darshayitva tha athapa.
Tat purvam darshayitva tha.
Darshayitva thapa.
Darshayitva thapa.
Sujate teja upasveti.
Sujate teja upasveti.
This is superior to jalam is agni tattvam. Agni is cause and jalam is effect. Whenever there is lot of heat, there will be rain. You have seen that when it is very hot, where? Not in desert. East coast it happened. So, whenever it gets very hot, 84, 90 degrees, then next day, next 2 days, you will see rain comes. It is heat that manifests first and these creates water. Your body also, if you run, the body gets heated, then you see you start sweating. So heat produces water. Agnehe apaha. So when a person get manastapam also, they say that tears come. Shruti says that, you know, that when you are manastapam, the heart, mind is heated up with sorrow, then also tears come. Agnehe apaha. So therefore, agni is superior to water. So before rain, there is lightning and thunder creates rain. Therefore, lightning is agni tattvam, and therefore it creates rain. Nishkama upasana or agni tattvam is anubhavam, is bhuma anubhavam, because his mind gains purity and that pure mind is taken to a guru and he will learn brahmavidya. But sakama person, he will become resplendent himself, attain resplendent world, full of light, free from darkness. So, resplendent world means again, Devaloka Ityadi. Again, Narada asks anything more better than that. So, comes Vayu is not told. Fire. Vayu is not. Let us see. Akasho Vava.
Akasho Vava.
Tejaso Bhuyan.
Tejaso Bhuyan.
Akashe Vai Surya Chandram Chandramasa Ubhau.
Akashe Vai Surya Chandramasa Ubhau.
Vidyun Nakshatrani.
Vidyun Nakshatrani.
Agnir Akasha. Akash anahritya kashena srinotya kashena pratri srinoti akashe ramata akashe naramata akashe jayata akasham Abhijayata
Abhijayata
Akasham Upasveti
Akasham Upasveti
Section 12 Akasha Nama So far Dama Vak Manaha Sankalpa Chittam Dhyanam, Balam, Annam, Apaha, Agnihi, Akasha. So these are the items that we have seen so far. So next is Akasha Tattva. After Prithvi, Jalam, then Agni, then it should be naturally Vayu. Bhagavan Shankaracharya says in the previous section, Shruti said, Etat Vayu Magrihya Akashama Abhitapati. This fire that having rendered the air motionless makes the atmosphere hot. Also, Vayu is skipped because later the teacher is going to discuss about prana. Samashti prana includes vayu. So prana means vayu. Vayu Bhagavan and oxygen is the one supplying. So later it is going to come prana. That is why vayu is skipped. Akasha is cause for fire. All agni etc. are all accommodated by Akasha. Sun, moon, stars, Milky Way, fire, all are accommodated by the space. Vidyut, Nakshatrani are all existing in the sky. Not only that, Akashena Shrunoti. We are able to hear sound because of Akasha. The quality of Akasha is sound. So, in order to hear sound, Bhagavan has given us our ears also. These are all connected. Akasha's quality is Shabda. In order to travel Shabda, Shabda to travel, Akasha must be there, space must be there. So, Akasha, Akashena Shrunoti. Pradishrunoti, reveling because of Akasha. So, Pradishrunoti also means, suppose, you know, this, if you speak, then somebody else, the sound rebounds, right? Yeah, that is also Akasha. What you call it? Ecosystem. Sun, moon, stars, Milky Way, fire, all are accommodated by the space. Samyoga, Vyoga also due to space. Union is also possible because of space, isn't it? So whenever there is a space in relationship, what happens? There is a distance. But the space become closer and closer, then what happened? The distance is reduced. So the relationship also become closer. So that's why when you love a person, no words can express your love. What is that? Finally you do, you embrace the person because the distance is reduced. So space is the one that keep you the distance. Now, union is possible, yoga is also possible, all of them are happening in space only. In Sushupti, no Akasha. Why? Because no Samyoga Vyoga in deep sleep. Akashe Jayate, everything is born in Akasha. Abhijayate, grow in Akasha. In fact, everything happened in Akasha. Therefore, it is vaster and pervasive, subtler than the other elements. Akasham Brahma iti upasya. Akasham is closer to Brahman. Okay. So, what is the phalam? Saya akasham brahmetyupasta.
Saya akasham brahmetyupasta.
Akashavato vaisa.
Akashavato vaisa.
Lokan prakashavati prakashavato.
Lokan prakashavato.
Asambhadhana. Urugayavataha Abhisiddhyati Yavad Akashasya Gatam Tatrasya Yatha Kamacharo Bhavati Ya Akasham Brahmetyupastesti Bhagava Akashat Bhuya Iti Akashat Vava Bhuyaha Astiti Tanme Bhagavan Apravitviti. He attains lokas which are vistirnam, vast. Plenty of places available. Anyonya asambhadhan, without quarrel. Because you get space that somebody come and claim. So all possible, you know, fight will be there. So here no fight, nothing. You can have your own space, whatever you want. Nobody will fight with you. So Urugayavataha. So Urugayavataha. Vast Vistirnam. He becomes as vast as Akasha. How? Now Akasha is the last one among the elements. Again Narada is asking, is there anything better? The next one is Smara. No time. Okay. We stop at Smara. Memory. Memory is subtler than Akasha. Let us, we'll see that tomorrow. Om Purnamadat Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Sorry for coming late. Traffic. Now we'll start early tomorrow.